Last time on Roleplay Rookies, we entered the vault, got the weapons, and were told that the weapons could be used to fight Darius or be converted into a wish spell to save Steve. After much deliberation and finding out that Jordan and I were right and John's sword can reattach heads, we decided to all put off the decision until later and headed back to Earth through the portal. Now we're back on Earth at the wreckage of Brock's airplane, and join us to see what happens.
Okay, you brought it up in the intro. I was going to apologize anyways, but Jordan, I'm sorry for gaslighting you a little bit.
I'm not. You didn't earn my trust yet. Like, we've done so much crap.
To be fair.
That's a good point. I got you an ability you completely forgot about.
And I specifically asked for it. The most embarrassing part about this is the fact that I have, there's a recording of me being explicitly wrong.
That's the worst part.
Not only explicitly wrong, you were excited about it.
I know. I was like so on it. And now the like 13 people who listen to this podcast know that I'm just a jerk.
The worst part was like when I was doing it, and I was like, okay, now I need to find to see if it actually happened, and going back and finding the clip, like, oh man, it actually happened word by word. What Jordan just said, even in the name bit, like stitches, like
Jordan's like, you gave it a special name,
which low key bothers me because there's stuff about this campaign that Jordan just forgets, he doesn't listen, but that about your stupid sword, he got it.
No, photographically remembered it.
Yeah.
I'll never use it. That's the problem, is I'm never going to use this.
We don't know that yet.
Yeah, what if before the fight,
I mean,
we all cut our heads off and put them on like giant
our plan
bar.
With what's his face?
Darius. He doesn't remember the name of the bad guy.
No.
He remembers your stupid sword.
No, not Darius, the other guy.
Steve.
Didn't remember Steve either.
Yeah. The fifth member of our high school group, Steve.
My goodness.
And this is why I didn't believe him. I was wrong, but did I have a reason to believe him? I mean,
hey, I don't remember much, but when I remember something, you better bet that I remembered it.
When he's that confident, you got to be wary now.
Yep.
Well, on that note, I say let's get this party started then. Let's do this. All right, you guys find yourselves at Germany, and you guys
generally at Germany.
Yeah, you know, because that's where the Bifrost was. A little recap to the most insane episodes we ever did, episode 9. As you guys find yourselves there, you guys see Brock's jet obviously destroyed.
Is it smoldering? Like, is it on fire? I want to know if time has passed.
Time has passed.
Okay.
So it's you can assume the amount of time that you've been on your adventure is the amount of time that you've been out. And you might ask yourself, how long has that been? And I'm going to say it has been 2 months, 60 days.
Okay.
Very specific.
Yeah. All right. 57 days.
Even more specific.
Toby gets hours. Toby. The moment that Toby gets out, he gets Wi-Fi again, and he gets you have a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Like, ah, dang it. My dentist appointment.
How many pizzas would have been? Just kidding.
Okay.
Guys, I'm genuinely concerned about how we're going to get back to the United States.
Don't you have one rich person thing left?
Oh. Okay. Well, what do you guys do? You guys at Germany.
Don't look at me. I'm not.
What? So as we look around this area, which is where the Devil's Gate is, right? This bridge.
Yeah.
And I wish I could remember. Is it Munich? It's some. I don't know where. I'm going to stop guessing.
I don't remember either.
Anyway, it's in Germany.
It's in Germany.
And I look around. Do I see many zombified?
You do. You see, they're not running. They're just running around. And fun fact, when you look at them, Gavin, you can't help notice that they all look starving.
That's sad.
They look like they have been eating and they have been eating. For 2 months. So they are really bone and skin at this point.
That means they probably can't chase us down.
Or they'll eat us.
I mean, they'll be desperate, but they're also, like, what kind of cardio are they going to be able to do, you know?
I don't know. Some of the runners I've met, man, they look about that way.
A good run will run without energy, you know, to burn on extra calories. Anyways.
I think that implies these zombies have been training, marathon training.
I think that's exactly what it implies. That's what I thought Danny was getting at. they have racing bibs. Anyway, no, we're so Gavin will look around and is there a vehicle nearby?
There's any there are unattended, but there you can definitely tell there's like a traffic jam. There are cars stuck. You can this is like a post-apocalyptic thing.
Toby turns to Brock. Brock, I know that when we flew here, there was like mostly autopilot, but did you by chance in all your years of wealth ever take like pilot lessons or like courses? Like, do you know how to fly a plane?
Well, I've actually played airplane simulator quite a lot.
Okay, so...
I mean, I've heard that that's pretty...
All right, so that's a no. Sounds like a no that's to pretty... me.
No, I'm confident.
I love how you lowball lob something to him, and he's like, twist on this.
Yeah, not quite. Usually somebody will say yes and, but Jordan will say, well, kind of,
guys,
but technically.
I never said
maybe,
no,
but.
I played it a lot.
Here's my thought. Our options to getting back are we either commandeer a plane that is likely abandoned at the airport, or we commandeer a boat, but that's going to take a while to get back. I don't know if that's the best case. Or we use some of our wish magic to teleport back.
And just a reminder, you guys have 12 slots of magic, and you also have your magic items. You can, and also you have stones, which one of you that has your magic powers. You can break in the stones at any time you want to get your powers back. Right now, you're just humans. But if you do that, your powers will slowly fade away. You can also break your magic weapons to get the abilities of that weapon to yourself. So, for example, Toby's dagger. If you break the dagger, you have teleporting lightning powers.
We'd have to throw Toby, and then we'd teleport to Toby.
Nailed it.
No, it will be a little more generous because you're sacrificing the item, so Toby will be able to do the max level of that weapon, like teleporting people, teleport himself.
Okay. You turn into, what's it?
Minato. Oh, Nanako. Okay, sure.
Can I get a refresh on what my weapon was again?
So I told you, all of you guys, that you guys can pick a weapon, a new weapon. If you guys haven't, that's okay. Gavin, the weapons that you currently have now, you have the cloak that allows you to control wind.
Right.
You do have the Staff of Hell. I'll let you decide what that will do. You do have a ton of potion bombs with you.
My potions. That's all I needed to know. Perfect.
Okay. That's all he needed.
That's all I needed.
Oh, you also have your Vorpal Sword stitches.
Your Vorpal Sword of reattaching heads.
In case you're wondering, I also have a butterfly net, a dandelion, a flute, and a terracotta pot.
And I have grass.
And you have grass. And Brock,
quick, add our grass to the collection.
I've been waiting to tell you this. You can absorb grass to get the specific realm powers.
Wow.
Okay.
Add the German grass to the pile.
When I don't say absorb, you mean he has to eat it like a cow?
Yes, now he does.
No!
How else are you supposed to absorb grass?
He blends it into like
a smoothie.
And he drinks it.
It's mate.
It's just mate.
Quick, we need to find a smoothie shop.
Okay, guys. Here's a quick idea. If you're willing to use, remember, we have 12 charges. This would take 9 charges, but we could use them to cast the spell gate and instantly open up a gate between here and where we need to go and just be there instantly.
Now, wait. What our objective is to get to Darius and Steve, right?
Yes.
Why do we not just bring him to us?
Okay. How you want to do that?
I'm open to that.
Cause
he like pretzels.
A ruckus.
Cause a ruckus. I mean, that's true. Darius showed up when Brock was possessing the body of an old person, and he showed up as soon as he realized. Probably just got to make a ruckus.
I'll say true that's that you can definitely make a connection that all the zombies are connected.
Okay. Toby turns to the group and he's like, guys, listen, hear me out. I came up with that plan. I want to hear your thoughts on this, okay? So we have the weapons, and we can use them to fight. Or we can combine them into a wish spell to wish Darius and Steve separate, right? So that like Steve is saved. Here's my thought. I have a sword that has one charge on it that gives me the ability to copy one spell that is cast that I see. So my thought is we use the wish spell, we separate them, and then I copy the wish spell and we get one additional wish. And then fight Darius.
Why are you so not funny?
We could fight Darius, weaken him a lot, and then we could use the wish spell to seal him away or kill him forever.
Do you have to cast the same spell like immediately?
No,
it's no, after he's I told saved. Him. I told him it's like
it's absorbed into the weapon, and then it
right. So he he said before that I could use this spell, like, it would, like, recharge with the day, but now he said, now that we're back on Earth, it only has one charge. So it would only work one time.
Okay.
We'd only get the one wish spell, but...
It's a second
wish. It's a second wish spell.
We only need two.
We only need two.
I hate to say this, but it would work that way.
So Nate wants to effectively end the campaign in like 5 seconds.
He's trying to do right now.
But I will still stay by my rules that depending on the wish, I can have the right to say yes or no.
Well, that's why I was saying we should fight Darius first and weaken him before we try to seal him away, because that way... that way, Danny will be more on our side, granting the wish spell.
Okay, so how are you guys going to want to get Darius' attention then?
I would like to kidnap a zombie.
Okay.
Restrain it and talk to it because he can hear us.
Coincidentally, we're in Germany, right?
Yes.
Coincidentally. And then coincidentally, there was a German in one of those cocoon things.
And coincidentally, it was the old man.
Please!
It's the old man.
And he's rolling in the corner.
I got 17. I got tight enough.
I like how it's
all we have to do is find a Ferrari.
Did the old man? No, you know what? Sure. Yeah.
He's broken legs.
Oh, yeah. We're not even out of the forest yet or wherever we
are. Yeah. That means that Brock has to lead us there, right? Because he's the only one who knows. Like,
I remember this place.
No.
You make him roll for it?
I'll make him roll for it. You only step outside and you try to find a car.
Okay.
Roll? I don't know why you make him roll.
Step outside of what?
You stepped outside of the house.
We're in a house?
No. But when you were the old man, you stepped outside of the house.
Oh, okay.
Like your whole point of reference.
Well, is it survival? Yeah? Yeah.
Nature, maybe?
Sure.
Yeah. Survival. Why survival? Survival. Yeah.
Let's see where my... Ooh. Oh, plus four.
Oh. Your paladin, why?
Why not? We all like discussed how he rolled really poorly with his stats.
And then also
it's 13.
You know how to kind of get there.
You might recognize
he was doing a little dance to convince me. That was a pretty good dance. So I'll say, yeah, you know how to get there.
You know Danny's tired when he's just like, that was a cool dance, man. Sure, I don't care.
Well, honestly, and this was a subconscious thing during that episode. If I was on Earth, the first place that I would have wanted to visit after being back in Germany was my favorite pretzel shop, right?
That you we didn't discussed. Do that.
Oh, yeah.
No, you didn't do that. The first thing you did was to get drugs and do
check on your chickens.
No, check out the chickens.
And then I went outside and got in a Ferrari to go get pretzels. I didn't tell you that at the time, but that's what I was doing.
Oh, you didn't tell the DM at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah. Also, when we flew over to Germany, remember that like the jet said, "Are we going to get pretzels?"
Oh, this is hard job. They're referencing the whole podcast against me.
I'm very familiar. It's,
that
with
one's
the
funny
area.
Because Danny was the voice of the jet.
I want to warn you, we are slowly degrading his integrity, and at some point we wanted to use two wish spells, and this is not turning favorably for us.
The leeway is just getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, we need to be playing by his rules up till that moment.
You gotta find him.
All right, so you know what the pretzel place is. Is that what you want me to give it to you?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what the pretzel place is.
Yeah, and then I know where I was going on, I was like, I was on Glimmer Schmidt Street.
You kiss your mother with that mouth.
Glimmer Schmidt Street.
Are you guys walking there? Are you guys stealing a car? What are you guys doing?
I don't think there's any zombies driving anything, right?
So can we use the wish spell to just wish Brock away?
We'll still have one to save Steve. Why don't we just use the wish spell to switch Brock and Steve?
Now that would be a fight.
And now you have to play as Steve
for the rest of the campaign.
Be the guy he keeps forgetting.
Yeah, now you're Steve. And Brock is possessed by Darius. Sorry.
Okay, you guys managed to get to the pretzel place. Is there anything you guys want to do at the pretzel store?
First, get pretzels.
Wait, did we just walk here?
Yeah. Oh, you guys want to get a car?
No, I'm just curious. I needed to understand what we...
Oh, you guys walked there.
So the way that I imagined things when we were flying over originally is that we were flying over a forest that led that had a river with a bridge.
Yes, that's where the bike yes.
We're in the middle of a forest, and then we walk out of the forest over to the pretzel shop.
Okay. Which is like a town nearby.
Which is a town nearby.
Okay.
Okay, conveniently enough, it is.
I mean, if the Devil's Gate is like a tourist spot, then it makes sense that there'd be like some...
Yeah, if all the millions of pods that Brock could have chosen, when he chose the guy who lives 3 blocks away from it. Yes, yes.
Maybe he was drunk.
This is
it.
What we call it, lazy riding. Yep. That's why I'm not being DM the next campaign.
Okay. I mean, this really checks
as
out.
As we're driving to the pretzel shop, or going to the pretzel shop, I am keeping an eye out for any dressed chickens.
Okay.
Okay.
Dressed.
Do I see any?
Nope.
That's too bad.
What about Gorgon Slimer Schmidt Street?
Oh, you see it? It's right in front of you.
Oh!
Oh my goodness.
I look for a Ferrari.
You do see one. But it crashed on the pole. Oh, no.
It's fine. That'll buff out.
I'm not there for the Ferrari. I'm there for the old man that splattered next to it.
Oh, surely he's going to be there. Yeah, he has 2 broken legs. And he is like, whoa.
Okay, guys.
He's like, Debra.
I got you here. It's now your turn.
You got us where?
For everybody who's in Germany who listens to us, so no one.
We're sorry.
Rakotsbrücke is one of Europe's Devil's Bridge and is located in Azalea and Rhododendron Park, Krumlau, in Globenz, Germany.
Ah, Globenz.
So you were actually freaking close on a street name, like that. Which I think says a lot about Germans.
Can he just throw 10 vowels together and he goes?
And then he got in the area code of the.
I mean, there were probably Germans who were like, "How does he know?"
They're like, "I live on that street."
Oh my god, that's weird. Our only follower in Germany stopped following after this podcast.
This one episode.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, you.
Oh, we found the guy.
Real quick, so the stones are just clarification, and I know you explained it earlier. So the stones that we have will grant, if we break them, will grant us the powers that we had in the previous realm.
So any, yes, your power stones,
okay.
Yes.
And then if we break the weapon, we permanently have that ability.
Temporarily,
but enough
okay,
for a
so
fight.
Enough for a fight. So it's not like if I were to break my ring that does the shield, I would for the rest of the campaign have a ring with a shield. I mean, be able shield to produce power. A shield.
You'll have like amplify because your ring basically creates like diamond weapons.
Okay.
So you probably have the power to create anything made of diamonds if you do that.
Okay.
You can also use the items to break to charge your magical berries back.
Okay. And then am I wearing the same stuff that I...
Yes.
Okay. Wait. The stuff that I was in before?
No. The armor that we...
The armor that you guys have. Everything you guys are wearing...
Is the same, but my armor is magical armor.
You're not using it. So if you're not activating it, it's not going down, if that's your question.
Okay.
It cost 1 point to make the visor turn into a whole Batman suit.
Yeah, it's up to
really?
You. No, I'm just joking.
Okay. You see the old man sitting in the car?
Toby turns to Brock and says, "So is this the man that you possessed?"
This was me.
Okay. Yeah. He seems like he's not doing super hot. Does anyone know first aid?
I mean, he was doing really well when I was there. I mean,
it's almost as if he swan dived 50 feet from the air into the concrete.
Yeah, I think he's a little past first aid.
And Kobe, as you look closely, you see for whatever reason, there are 3 chickens in the back seat and 1 chicken in the passenger seat, and they all have the seatbelts on them. As someone took the effort to put seatbelts on this chicken.
One of them is wearing a sweater.
All of them are wearing sweaters.
All the sweaters have a face of the old man, and the old man's sweater has 3 like a bunch of chickens on it.
Wait.
And they all spell, and they all have 1 letter. One has B-R-O-C, and is missing a K. You can clearly tell it's trying to spell Brock. We have the chickens.
What's that?
Out of the chickens.
What's that perception check for, buddy?
I was looking for Barbara.
Ah, she's not there. Well, what'd you get?
8.
Oh, she's not there.
Was it what if he got a 20?
Oh, she was going to be right there. We're looking for her.
You blink and she's there with her husband. Okay.
With her matching she's chicken
sweater. She owns the pretzel store.
She has the K for the...
Next campaign is all just lore on this lady at the pretzel store. Stay tuned.
I'm going to play the old lady in our next campaign.
So, Toby, you see the old man. He's alive. He's messed up. He's alive.
Okay. I am going to say, Brock, respectfully, I think you should use a magic spell to cast healing hands to fix the old man.
Wait, can we confirm that he is still alive?
He's alive.
Is he a zombie?
He's a zombie.
How old is this old man?
I say we were 75 last time.
Yes. Something like that. That sounds all right.
75.
That feels right.
Gavin walks up to conveniently the zombie with the broken legs who can't do anything, I'm hoping. Gavin walks up and says, "Hey, Darius."
Hello there. As the old man get back up, his bones are healed, and he goes, "Gavin,
I need healing hands." Okay, sorry.
Hey. Whoa, you're back here.
We are here, and we're looking for you.
Oh, I don't really care about seeing you guys. I'm just gonna kill you guys here and now.
You're gonna use the old man?
No, this body's too old.
That is
true. I'm going to use them, and you turn around and you see a whole like multitude of zombies running at you.
Okay, so out of everyone here, I believe that it is it Josh that has the most experience running people over?
No, it was Toby for sure.
Oh, it was Toby?
Yeah. Okay. I got a lot of crap for that when I got in the Tesla and started mowing.
Well, now's your time to shine.
Everybody in the car!
Everyone in the crashed Ferrari. Yeah, that'll work.
No, I mean, it still works. There are chickens in there, but it still works.
There are chickens. It ran into a phone pole, you said.
Quick, just side note.
The Ferrari.
Okay, who's driving?
John's like, move on.
I don't know whoever's driving, but Gavin is in the Ferrari.
Okay. Toby gets in the driver's seat.
Okay.
He's the only one who knows how to drive a manual car. Actually, wait, I had a Tesla. I don't know how to drive a manual car.
Okay, someone
knows
how to drive. You're driving. Driving.
Wait. Gavin knows. Gavin got in the passenger seat, though, and he's trying to teach Toby how to drive a manual car.
No, this is what happens. Okay. Gavin gets in on the passenger seat, but you guys forget it's Europe, and the seats are inverted. Oh,
yeah. Now Gavin has to drive.
Yeah, Gavin's like, because he doesn't want to. But Gavin actually knows how to drive a manual.
I sit on Toby's lap.
Okay, interesting. Okay,
so I guess Jack instead of moving one of the chickens seat to himself,
yes, with the chickens. Okay,
fantastic.
You start driving out.
There's no back seat in the car.
Gavin is going to try to drive away from the zombies.
Okay, so they're chasing you.
Uh-huh.
What's your plan here? You're driving to Germany with this car. You see that the freeways are packed with cars, so they are clearly out.
I'm driving into the woods.
Okay, perfect. These insurance claims are insane.
There's no insurance.
Okay, as you're driving, you see the zombies chasing you back and forth. What do you guys want to do now?
How fast are these zombies again? They're like 45. Did we establish it?
Yeah, they were like able to keep up with the Tesla going like 60.
Yeah. But I mean, if you go as fast, you will lose them, but you don't want to keep driving as fast as you can.
I assume since it's a Ferrari, we have good acceleration.
Okay, so you drive through the woods, in the middle of the woods now. Mm-hmm. It looks like things are clear. What do you guys want to do now?
I turn to Gavin and I say, "I don't know how we expected that to go."
I kind of expected to piss him off enough that he would come find us.
Yeah, but like, why wouldn't he just attack us with his giant horde of zombies that's everywhere?
You would think with all the thinking we do, we would have thought of that thought, wouldn't you?
All right, we need a new plan. I think we're back to having to go track him down.
Yeah, I guess we're going after him. Last I heard, he was in the White House.
Okay, that's so far from here. Do we want to use our stones to cast the gate spell?
And we're back to that.
Well, if you guys let me do something, which I don't know if is like pushing the story to a direction, but I could help you guys a little bit. You guys hear helicopter sounds.
The U.S. government is always nearby.
And you see a man with machine guns pointing at you guys.
Oh, it is the U.S. government.
And you see a man with wearing a suit, and he goes, "Who are you guys?"
From the helicopter?
Well, he's in the helicopter. The helicopter is above you guys.
Who are you guys? He's got like a.
And he's walking to the. He's in the darker part of the woods, and he walks to the light.
So he is separate from the helicopter.
No, he's with the helicopter.
Wait, he's not in the helicopter. The helicopter's floating above us, and we look at the helicopter, and then he comes out from the woods behind us, and he's like, "Who are you guys?"
Oh, okay. Either way, we are definitely not hearing him because of the helicopter.
Does he have?
We didn't even notice.
Does he have the machine gun, or does the helicopter have
the guys
gun?
Next to him has the machine gun.
He has
there
a guy
next to him?
I'm going to have to redo the whole thing.
Okay.
I'm just trying.
Okay. You guys hear helicopter sounds. You guys hear helicopter sounds. The helicopter has a light, a spotlight line on you guys. And you guys hear guys in the woods. There are about 10 of them, machine guns pointing at you guys. And then a guy wearing a suit walks up and he goes, and he's not in the helicopter. He walks up to you guys and he goes, "Who are you guys?"
And are there guys with him?
Yes.
Okay. There's 10 guys with him, right?
Yes. They're pointing guns on you.
Okay, wait. So just to... question. So this virus, is it spread like the zombie virus? Like, how do people get mind controlled?
You can ask the guy.
Is the guy mind controlled?
No, he's not mind controlled. I'm not saying he is. I'm just like, how did he avoid being mind controlled?
So that's what we should ask. You want to know, the information that you have is that when the day happened, you guys were still on Earth, it was by contact. When you touch somebody, it spread.
So if a zombie just touches you?
Yes. But for some reason, these guys are okay.
They're social distancing, Jordan.
He goes, "You guys haven't answered my question. Who are you?"
Toby turns to him and says, "Judging by your English being pretty good, I assume you are..." Actually, can I tell from his accent? Does he sound
American? He sounds American.
American? Okay.
I don't, but he does.
Fair enough. Then he's like, "Can't you tell how I'm speaking?"
Howie.
Did she just try to say Howie?
Howie? Howie? That's a person's name.
Howie.
I'm sorry. Was that supposed to be howdy? Howdy?
I think
howdy
it was supposed to be howdy.
Oh, we're in the silly mode tonight. All right.
Howie.
I turn to him and I say, "Based on your accent, could I assume that you guys are Americans?"
"Yes, I was the head of the FBI. Now I am whatever's left of the resistance. So who are you?"
"Oh my gosh, this is just what we need. My name's Toby. These are my friends. We have been through a magical ordeal, and we have been sent back from... I know this is going to sound crazy, but with the zombies everywhere, you know, maybe you can, like, you know, maybe it won't like that be kind of insane. But we have just been sent back from another dimension to stop Darius, the man who's controlling all the zombies, and we desperately need to get to him in order to do that. Seeing as you have a helicopter, could I assume that you guys have a way to transport us?"
"Yeah, you're here to help us out then?"
"Yeah, that's right."
"All right, get in."
"Man, I'm great at negotiating.
So easy."
He goes, "I've been fighting this thing for the past 2 months, trying to keep the world together. If you say you can help us end this thing, I don't care. I don't care about your backstories. Let's go. My name is David Steele, if you need to know my name."
Don't worry. Steele. We don't care about yours either.
"I know you won't remember. I know if I ask you now what my name was, you won't know."
Jordan, you said it 5 seconds ago. What's his name?
"I don't know.
I'll give you his first name. You can..." "David,
Matthew.
What was his last name?"
"No." It was biblical. You got it in the almost right line of thought.
Close. This reminds me of that one scene from Bob's Burgers. It was like, "How many toothpicks are there?"
You got yourself autistic?
I didn't say it.
You just inferred.
Inferred. Okay. You guys get the helicopter, and David, he goes, "All right, so here's the deal that we know. So it looks like you guys have been gone this entire time, huh?"
"Yeah, I think about 2 months has passed if the calendar that is on my phone is still accurate."
"We left on day one."
"Okay. So after Darius took over, he made very clear what was happening. So Darius says that he has 4 generals that is doing his bidding for him. And each general, when they attack, they do a different thing. The first one was that his general, he called him Famine. Famine activated his power, corrupting every single person in the world. But Famine's power was limited, so it was only the first 24 hours. So if you were contacted in the first 24 hours, you became a zombie. If you did not, You wouldn't, but it's scary enough to people that governments fell apart because of it, because it turns out when a virus like that spreads, it spreads like wildfire. Well, after that, we tried to stop the virus. We tried to put the people corrupted away, even though governments were broke down. But then it came his second general, war, and he decided to fight us back, and that's where we are. Darius let us know that when his third general comes in, Conquest, he's going to kill a lot of us, and he's going to finally take over everything, and then that's when his fourth general is going to come in, Death, and he is going to kill every human. That's what he claims, at least. And I know you're thinking, those sounds like the four horsemen of the Bible, I guess.
I was just going to say, I think we've met one of those.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've met all of them.
Have we? I fought one of them, yeah.
I know you guys want to fight Darius, and I'll take you there if you want, but we do have a working theory. If you guys manage to kill Famine, we might be able to bring every single person that's been zombified back. So what do you guys want to do?
You know, if we were trying to piss off Darius enough to show himself, that would be a good way to do it. And he wouldn't have a zombie army to attack us next time we tried to provoke him.
But they were so friendly when we talked to them last.
The zombies?
No, those...
The horsemen.
The horsemen.
Oh.
Those are clearly new horsemen for you guys.
Okay, so these are different.
This is Darius' horsemen. The first horseman was the guy...
So maybe horsemen are like... That's like a title more than like a person.
Oh, okay. My God.
So he has his own...
Well, in my way of writing, it's more like Darius is making fun of the protectors of Earth. He's using the same ideology to destroy Earth this time.
It's like two companies, Facebook and Google, both having a CEO, but they're not the same guy.
Yeah, there you go.
But they're both CEOs.
Hmm.
Like a title.
Yeah.
That's what...
So what you guys want to do?
We've been doing a lot of circling today.
I can give you guys guns, weapons, anything you guys really need. I don't have any magic stuff. I'm assuming you guys have magic powers, whatever.
I mean, guns don't hurt.
Yeah, I mean, well, just out of curiosity,
this man said whatever we wanted.
Yeah, and also the first thing that Darius did was to destroy every nuclear bomb, so we don't have those.
Oh, that's good.
Bummer. It's going to lead to a very different world when this is all over.
Yeah, I've been trying to rebuild it. We've been having a lot of cool survivors helping us out. One of them, her name is Crystal. She kind of took over the U.S. too. She's in there right now making sure that everyone's okay.
Took over the U.S.
Like as a resistance leader.
I go, Crystal, no way! And then I do like a excited look over to Gavin. I look him in the eye. It's like, and then I look at everybody else. I'm like,
you know Crystal?
Like Gavin, I'm like,
there's a lot of crystals.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. What are the odds?
Come Very on. Low.
So incredibly low. Gavin looks at you.
I'm like, hey, Gavin, let me see your wallet for a second.
Okay.
I pull out his wallet and I pull out a picture of Crystal. Is it this girl? Is this her?
No.
I would not have a picture. But I love that Danny went there anyways.
That's like, no, it's not her.
It's not her. Toby Sometimes it's okay to say now. No and.
No. Period.
Okay. So like, what do you guys want to do? You guys want to take you to Famine or you guys want to take you to Darius?
Take us to Famine and, I mean, unless you guys disagree. And
well, which one's the closest? Is it Famine? Is that what we established?
Famine, it doesn't matter. I can take you guys whatever. But Famine, our working theory is because Famine was the one that corrupted every single person. He created the zombies. If we kill him, we might be able to bring everybody back.
I like this plan because it means that if we do end up wishing Steve away, we at least get to use the weapons for some fights.
Let's do it.
Mm. Okay.
Wait. We can't use... Wait a second. I thought we couldn't use the weapons. We had to choose between using the weapons or...
The wish.
The wish.
Oh, that's so right. We can't use the weapons and then use them as a wish later? Oh, never mind. Quick question. David Steele?
Yes. Toby?
Yes, Toby Maguire. I mean,
that's not his name.
I've been that actor this whole time.
Yeah. It's been Spider-Man the whole campaign.
Remember, this is a throwback. Remember when we told you we can't tell you what Nate's actual job is? It's because he's actually Toby Maguire.
This episode, we've done nothing.
We can tell them now, Toby.
David, or General Steele, whatever your title is, I'm just curious. You've probably tried to shoot these guys before. Is that like ineffective? Do guns not work?
They just heal right away.
Okay, so it does some damage, but they heal pretty quickly.
Yes.
Oh, so guns are useless.
How if you five. Shot them
okay,
enough.
Don't take my guns then.
Well, it doesn't sound like they'd be helpful.
Well,
David.
I don't know.
They're not permanent. Permanently helpful.
One thing that we learned is that the eyes, for some reason, takes a while to regenerate, so we try to shoot them in the eye to run away.
Okay, that's something.
You have no idea how many soldiers we lost for that information.
Very sad sentence.
Just going to point out, it doesn't take a law degree to say that the guns don't sound very useful. That's all I'm saying.
How smart are these zombies?
Feral.
They're feral?
They're feral.
Okay. So we could get a tank and just drive it everywhere, and they wouldn't be able to get in?
I mean,
you a tank.
He's
You can't get me a tank?
Do you want a tank?
Remember, he still has one rich person thing.
Say my name.
Mark.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, was that a real effort?
I don't know.
He said it.
No, he said General Steel.
He said
okay, so you know his last name.
His last name, but I'm like, I'm like, it's not Matthew.
He said
that he blew his mind that he starts with an M.
He said General Steel after saying the guy's name again very clearly for you. Because I feel like Nate knew that this was going to happen again.
I enunciated it so much.
Favorite part, he goes, Mark, no hesitation.
You already asked if it was Mark.
I already planned the best guess that I knew you guys were going to ask that question.
I was like, I don't know the name.
I was like, okay, I'm going to have to think about this. I'm like, okay, best guess, Mark.
Can I propose a new strategy? Think they're going to ask me this again when he tells you the name. I just do that name.
It's very clear that Jordan's never been in a conversation with a stranger where he's just desperately waiting for someone to say their name because he forgot it.
There's this guy in high school.
Oh, no.
I'd say hi to
Steve.
Said hi to him literally every day inside of the hallways for 3 years. I have no idea what his name is.
I'm pretty
best man at his wedding.
I'm surprised you remember mine at this point.
He's like, of course, Jacob.
Yeah. Jacob. Hey, you,
Abraham.
Okay, sorry. Pulling it back in. General David Steele.
David.
We would love a ride to go to see the
famine.
To see famine, and any support you can help provide would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. He goes on walkie talkie and goes, all right, we're trying to take famine down. Our forces deploy. Okay. And he is getting a small army to back you guys up.
As we're waiting for the army, I'm like, you know, guys, we could also choose to do the wish spell, and then I could wish with my copy wish spell for the weapons back. Another thought.
Hmm. Wait. Oh, I get you. So we use one wish
to separate Darius, and then the other wish is to bring the weapons back.
But we have to do carefully that spell that he can never, ever, ever go back into a person, right?
Yeah, yeah. We'll be specific.
Oh, yeah,
we know that one will work.
We'll be Danny specific. Literally
told is this us to do genie that. Rules? Like, will it go off literally of what we say, or is this like...
Depends what you ask.
It okay, depends so how Danny's rules. Feeling.
It depends on how Danny's feeling.
Depends on my mood. I gave you a pretzel, lady, so I
He also gave us a helicopter and a guy to get us back to the U.S., which...
We didn't have to use our spells to get back.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Well, you do need to fight someone without your powers, which I'm kind of... And I told you that guns don't work, so I'm pretty sure... I don't know how you guys are going to do this. You guys are just dudes now. You guys do know that, right?
I have a Vorpal sword.
So they can reattach heads.
Specifically.
There's a question. Do we have at least our mundane medieval weapons? Like I had a halberd. Do I keep the halberd?
I'm sorry. You're LARPing halberds?
No, I got one from, I think it was when I was fighting war or in.
Weapons.
Yeah. Oh, like the legit normal weapons.
Yeah.
Where I got the Vorpal sword.
Yeah. Whatever you have on you, you still have in you.
Like.
You just don't have your special abilities. You don't have your... You right now are level 0 characters for the purpose of the story.
Okay. Mm. Another quick question, Danny, because I'm trying to be creative here. Okay,
please.
I have the one sword that lets me copy a spell. And then my other sword, Pointy Brock, lets me copy the abilities of gods or absorb their powers, right? We'd established that. That's why it has the...
Yes, it can absorb Darius' powers. That's correct.
Okay. We still have... As far as I'm aware, all the stones that have the god powers, the vessel powers in them, could I absorb some of the powers from the stones through the sword and then have like a temporary power that I can use to fight while we're here?
I thought we had to put those stones in Death's ashtray so we could get into the vault.
I did not think you were going to say ashtray.
Why would I put it up there?
You guys, that's for the Patreon.
You guys, oh my gosh. You guys still have the stones.
Send it to our OnlyFans.
Okay, well, if we have the stones, can I do this?
To combine them with the pointy Brock?
So here's my thought. Pointy Brock is like a conduit. Okay. Tell me if I'm wrong about this. Here's how I understood it working. Pointy Brock absorbed the power from Darius, yes. Right? And then it was like a conduit into me, and then I got a tattoo yes. of his power. So the yes. power's not in the sword. The power's in me, in my tattoo. I just like, you know, it was a conduit. So I'm like, if I use the sword on, like, let's say the fire stone, and then I have Gavin hold the sword, would he absorb the powers of the fire stone and then have his fire abilities back? And yes. he gets like a fire tattoo.
Yes, but that's one per use.
Okay. Well, I have... Well,
so each stone will work every time for each stone. So if you want to burn four of these six stones on this fight, and all of you guys will have like fire, ice, wind, nature, magic, you can do that.
Okay, but that's not permanent. It's temporary.
It's for this fight, and when you go to Darius, you'll be four stones down.
I don't know, man. I'm not a tattoo expert, but they seem pretty permanent to me. I'm just saying.
I'm just really enjoying watching Nate do mental acrobatics over here.
No, I'll give it to you. If you want to give it by that boost, the powers, I'll give it to them.
Feels like something we should say for Darius.
I think that's what he's trying to say.
Yeah. No, you can't. Listen, Darius, the thing about D&D boss fights, like it could be a hard fight or it could be like the easiest thing you ever done. Like it depends on how I roll, depends how you roll.
Yeah, I say let's go. Worst case scenario, I use.
I mean,
the
you guys do
Kel,
have so. Other items. Like you have a lightning dagger. You have a wind. Like you guys have your original things. That you guys can break and use them.
Yeah. I'll use the.
And you guys still have your real abilities. That you guys can still save for Dark. So if you want to use that, Terry, be my guest. Yeah.
Can I use the nine charges to replace my sword charges?
So this is what I'll say. You have 10 charges on your sword, right? On Pointy Brock?
I thought there was only 6 charges on the sword.
No,
I'll take
10.
I thought it was 10. I think the I Am Legit gives you 10 charges.
Okay, Pointy Brock.
So I'll say for one charge, you can power up each one of you. So we'll spend 4 charges powering everyone.
Does that break the stones? Or
Use
them again later?
No, you'll not be able to use them again. It won't break them, but they'll suck them dry.
Okay. Then we'd be down to... Okay.
2 stones.
Hey. I don't know if that's the best plan. Maybe we just...
You can't just use your items, too.
Tank, and we just hit him with the tank.
Okay, just remember, if the tank hasn't worked yet, it might not work now.
Yeah, I feel like they would have tried that by now.
General Steel's like, oh, tanks!
Oh, why didn't
That's a great idea!
Why didn't we think of that?
Also, you guys do have one more item that you guys haven't chosen yet that I gave it to you last campaign. So you guys, if you come up with an item that could be helpful, I'll give it to you.
I got my potions, man. I'm just excited to just start.
Okay. You guys are almost there. You guys.
And we have a water gun.
Yes.
Good job, Jordan.
But if we sneak up on him.
Oh, and we use a random potion on him? Okay, but that could be so good or so bad. He could turn into like a harmless rat, or he could like
if we
become
can throw
resistant to magic.
As many potions as we can onto him. Eventually, we will get a really bad one that will disqualify all of the previous.
Have we considered giving him food so he's no longer in famine?
That's pretty good.
I'm not sure that's how it works.
I say
it's not like he's
good.
On a
that's pretty good
crusade to find.
I say
like,
let's just
KFC.
Go fight him.
Okay.
And see what
you
happens.
You guys are there. You guys show up and it's a big forest in the Amazons, and you do see
chose
that,
Brazil to go to.
And there is a part of the Amazons that's completely dead. Like all the forests, all the vines, it's just completely dead. It's like a giant like circle that is just dead everywhere. And he goes, he'll actually hang out in the center of it. He's been slowly killing the Amazons plant by plant. It's kind of messed up. I'm having the tanks there as soon as possible, but we can drop you guys off a little off their circle. Here's your walkie-talkies. Call us if you need backup. And he leaves you guys be.
I do a salute, which is cringy because I'm not in the armed forces.
And as he's going up, one of his soldiers look at him and goes, General Steel, do you really think they can save us? And Steel goes, no, but I don't know what they are. I don't know where they came from. And this way I can solve two problems. I can solve two problems at once.
A lot of faith into random people.
Well, he thinks you guys can die, so.
Well, I know, but he went all the way to the Amazon from Germany to drop us off.
He's like, I don't know how much longer I have to live. I want to see the sights.
All right, you guys are outside the fog wall, I guess. I just do a Dark Souls reference.
Okay, but also, what's the range on that helicopter if it flew across the Atlantic?
It's probably a weather helicopter.
Were you waiting for that joke, John? That was gold.
I've been waiting.
That was gold.
As they fly away, Gavin sings the Kim Possible theme song because he told us to call him Beep Him if we want to reach him.
All right, I'm done. I've got out now. Let's keep going.
All right, you guys outside. What do you guys want to do?
Okay, so the plan, it sounds like, is for some of us to distract him while some other of us spray him with random potions, hoping that something happens that makes him easier to fight.
You guys have been gambling a lot tonight.
It makes it more fun.
Can I point out, we spent so long planning and coming with theories, and this is where we got. All that work. You guys dance, and I will shoot him with a water gun filled with random potions.
Okay.
What you guys want to do?
If it goes bad, we can start consuming.
Wait. So is what is the horseman? Is he like a fairy?
He's a dude on a horse.
You have to walk up,
I bet, get closer and see. Through the fog wall, we'll see. Kind of like in Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Because we have a butterfly net.
Okay. We do have a butterfly.
You shouldn't have said that.
Plan
you should have said that.
B.
I'm pretty sure we're somewhere in like a plan F, G.
Hey, don't go raiding my plans. All right, let's go.
Okay, we walk through the fog wall.
Yeah.
All four of you?
Yes.
I go.
Yes. Okay. Wait. I walk. Yes. Wait. You guys.
Walk backwards, he says.
I walk backwards through the fog wall.
No, guys, some people have to, it's a circle. Some people have to enter like where we are, and then the other person has to enter the other side.
Actually, he makes a really good point. That's not
okay. Totally that's fine.
Crazy.
That's okay. Fair. I'd like to do that.
You guys surround him? You guys surround him then?
How?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It's fine.
We just need one person over there to squirt the gun.
I'm the one with
because
the gun.
When you walk into a Dark Souls boss, he stays in the center and doesn't move.
He said he stayed in the center.
Yeah, he was in the center.
I'm going to go around the back with the water gun.
Okay, so you guys walk in, and it's a human male. Sorry, Jordan.
Dang it.
And he goes...
Hey, depending on the potion, he might not stay that way.
We'll see in a minute.
You guys walk in, and it's a man, and he goes, whoa, Darius, we've really been talking about the four of you. Hello, my name is Famine. Before we do this, do you guys want to find out why we're doing this? You guys want to know a plan?
I think that's a great idea. How about we all sit down, you and the three of us, so there's four of us total, just the four of us, and you look at us, and we look at you, and we all chat about it.
I want to know every excruciating detail about your backstory.
I want to make unbroken eye contact.
All right, it all started when I was a child.
And I squirted with the water gun.
Okay, I'm going to roll.
It was a fifth person.
I failed.
Okay, you lose your shadow permanently.
Is that it?
Are you serious? We already had that one.
Yeah. Right. It's a new one. It's a random one.
He lost a shadow.
Wait.
No, that's it. That's what happens.
No, wait.
No, that's what happens.
Wait.
What mean?
No. Okay. No. You said this is just a guy, right? He's in pretty big armor, right? He's like in.
No, he's a guy, yeah.
He's just a guy in like a hoodie.
So Squirt, he's so entranced with telling us his backstory right now, he probably doesn't notice that a little,
Are you telling me if I grab a water and just throw at you, you're not going to notice?
It's not going to be, it's a water gun, just psh.
Yeah, you'd notice.
And then
that.
His shadow disappears. He doesn't know his shadow disappeared. That's a very unnoticeable thing.
I don't know.
Also, at what range did he shoot?
He's in Brazil.
Like, he wouldn't notice his shadow's gone and be like, oh, where's my shadow?
Is this his whole thing so drunk and do it again?
He wants one more potion.
Okay. This whole monologue so you can do it one more time?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, do another one.
Oh, so it doesn't work. Gavin grabs one of the bottles and just smashes it.
He's going to notice this one.
That
was on purpose. All right, cool.
Oh, no.
You create a clone of yourself every time you sneeze that lasts 1d4 minutes.
He creates a clone of himself.
Anytime he sneezes.
Wait.
Give me a 1d4.
He's not going to sneeze. What are the chances?
Okay. We're in the Amazon. There's pollen everywhere.
This is a 1d4 minus 1. It'll so if I roll a 1, he doesn't sneeze. But if I roll a 4, he gets 3 clones. That's how he grows.
Oh my gosh.
This was a pretty bad idea.
This is so far going about as well.
3! He gets 2 clones. He did it twice.
Cool.
He goes,
cool.
So there's 3 of them now.
So do we roll initiative at this point?
Yes!
Okay.
Yes!
Well, guys, can I have a d20?
We're human!
Initiative!
Jordan!
It's, you know what's really crazy about this? None of us really considered.
Huh?
What am I going to do?
All right. So now, there are 3 clones of Femin in front of you because one was not big enough for you guys. So you guys had to make your boss fight a little more difficult.
Yeah.
You guys are the type of people that look at Ornstein and Smo and go, I wish there's one more here. You know?
Yeah, I would love to fight Ornstein, Smo, and Steve.
Oh. Femin, I'll look at you and goes, whoa, you're really good looking. Yeah, thank you. You too. Whoa, hey.
Oh, he's talking to himself.
He's talking to himself.
I thought he was talking to me for a
minute. No, because there's two people.
Gavin's like, thank you.
Yeah. I'm uncomfortable.
And he goes, all right, I don't know. Thank you, Gavin. I appreciate you doing this. This is awesome. Now I'm going to kill you.
Wait a second. Before you do, if you thought that was cool, take a look at this. Gavin, throw me a potion!
I throw him a potion.
I drink it.
Throw it.
Oh, no.
Here
Jordan. Mr. Chaotic over there is not happy with this?
Your hair turns the color of the potion you drank.
Which is purple.
Oh, no. But if you think that's crazy...
I throw him a potion.
Drink it.
You begin to emit an odd musk from your skin, attracting wild animals to this location.
A bear shows up.
Hey, I think that's a win.
We'll see.
Didn't say it was friendly. I mean, it's attracted to him, so it's very friendly.
All right. Also, I think it's fair to give Famine 3 initiatives on this fight.
That's awful.
Okay. The first thing he's going to do, he's going to summon dead vines to try to capture every single one of you. All of you, give me a dexterity saving throw of 14. Tell me if you pass or fail.
Do we get to use our actual stats or?
No, just do a d20.
I'll take your 14 and lower you a 6.
I failed.
I got an 8.
Did we do?
I actually got a 14.
No, yeah. The fight's going to be the next one. Okay, so what did you get, Josh?
14 on the dot.
Okay, so all 4 of you fail. You guys all again start to pushing. And he starts crushing with his vines. You guys can do one thing, one action. What do you guys each want to do? I'm with Toby first. What do you want to do, Toby?
All right. So in the last campaign, or in the last episode, we mentioned that we could get like one crazy item.
Yes.
Before we showed up. So here's my headcanon. Toby, on the way out, you know, before we went through the portal, he stopped and saw that that Liam had one of those like shelves full of like the grandma figurines, you know, like the happy memories or fun moments. Or,
yeah.
Because he likes the Earth stuff, and so then he's just like, oh, this one looks like a lizard, and he grabbed it and he brought it with him. So this figurine of a lizard, he takes it and he goes, ah, and he
because being squeezed by the vines,
being squished by vines. I think he was trying to, because he knows it's an item, he was trying to drop it, but I want to say, because this is funnier to me, that as he's struggling to like pull it out of his like breast pocket, that's where I am assuming he put it, he accidentally like fumbles it into his mouth and he like swallows the figurine.
What the?
So as you do this, you start to obviously, what was a figurine about? Was it just a rhythm wizard?
The figurine was a prehistoric figurine of wondrous power, and it turns Toby into a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
So as you do this, your body starts to growing, your clothes get ripped off, instead of your shorts, very convenient shorts, and now you become T-Rex. So as you do this, as you roar with power, he starts to squeezing Gavin even harder and harder, and tries to finish you off, because he knows you're a vessel, he knows you're the big threat, he's going to have to do a dinosaur boy over here. So what does Gavin do?
Gavin pulls out his item that's just strapped to his side, and he yells, geyser, and it's a decanter of endless water, and it says, instead of, you can
target an object that isn't being worn or carried that weighs no more than 200 pounds. This object is either knocked over or pushed 15 feet away from you. I shoot it at the ground to launch myself into the air out of the vines.
So it's like a fireman's hose?
It's like a fire hydrant, yeah.
Yeah, it works.
I backflip onto Toby's back.
Oh!
Thank you for listening to Roleplay Rookies. That was Josh as Jack, Jordan playing as Brock, John playing as Gavin, Nate playing as Toby, and Danny as our amazing DM. Please share this episode with anyone you think would enjoy it, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks again, guys.
Also, it gives us time to find a rice cooker to seal him away into.
Yeah.
Why?
No, no, I'm cutting not this. Even a reference. I spent so much time cutting that joke. It was okay at best.
No, that was referenced in the last episode.
I know.
I just listened to it.
Yeah. Oh, he's in there? I let you go back and cut it more then.
You know, that one's different. That's the...
No, that's stop. The, stop. Please, I beg of you. Or the evil anyway. Okay, so how you guys want to get Dara's attention?